Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Sweet Regrets by Jennifer Peele. Narrated by Stephanie Kay. 1. Mel. Mel? Heather nudged me. The sandwich I held had my full attention. What? Look, is that who I think it is? Both Hallie and I faced the doors of Sweet Charlene's cafe to see who had captured Heather's attention. I dropped my chicken salad sandwich. A million memories flooded my mind, each one featuring the man waiting to be seated, Declan Shaw. I hadn't seen him since we left for college almost 12 years ago. Our goodbye wasn't what I hoped it would be. I looked at my empty ring finger. It had been recently vacated, but a long time ago, the handsome man in khakis and a polo shirt, who looked to have filled out quite nicely, had placed a promise ring there. I still remember staring at the tiny diamond in a white gold band. I was so torn. I loved Declan Shaw, but we were too young. And I didn't know what would happen when I went off to Clemson and he left the state to go to Virginia Tech. How could we possibly promise each other forever when we were 18? He couldn't see why we wouldn't. I broke his heart that night, and he, in turn, broke mine when I never heard from him again. "Did you know he was in town?" Hallie asked me. I shook my head, no, still mesmerized by the grown-up version of the cute boy from next door. His sandy brown hair was shorter than it used to be, and his chest had broadened. But I was sure he still had the same deep blue eyes with full, long eyelashes that always did me in. He was still tall and lean, but even from a distance, I could see he was more defined. But how would I know he was in town? I was barely back in Amber Bay myself, and I was still reeling from my divorce, and I had other things on my mind. I placed a hand on my midsection and breathed. My best friends in the world both looked at me with interest. Hallie and Heather Orton, twins extraordinaire, fabulous interior designers, and recent owners of their own interior design firm, H2O Designs. I loved that name. But most importantly, they had been a rock and lifeline, especially the last several months. Two sets of identical brown eyes focused on me. Hallie, the artist, as we liked to call her, with the short dark hair that was currently streaked blue, leaned across the table. "You should go say hi." "No way," Heather argued. She was the assertive one, with what you might call classic beauty. They were both gorgeous, but Heather always wore her hair in long waves like in a Pantene commercial, and she dressed like she owned Macy's. "If he wants to talk to her, he'll have to come here." I agreed with Heather, except I was taking it a step further. "Let's slip out." Out of all the people I'd want to face under my current circumstances, he would be close to last on the list. But it was too late. On the way to his table, Declan looked in our direction, and it was as if our eyes magnetically locked. It caused mass flutters in my stomach, and not the kind I had been having as of late. I wasn't sure that kind existed for me anymore. His smile only created more. When he headed our way, I felt as if my stomach would burst with butterflies. Heather was closest to me and grabbed my hand under the table. What was I going to do now? I sat up straight and pulled down on my peach-colored tank top. I wondered how unruly my curly auburn locks were. I blew out a breath, making my long bangs take flight. Eyes fixed on the beyond handsome man walking our way. I held my stomach and felt some other kinds of flutters. My favorite kind. I wanted to ask if I looked okay, but what did it really matter? He approached, and we lost eye contact. He looked at Heather and Hallie first.
"Hallie, Heather, It's been a long time.
Both ladies looked to me before they faced Declan. It has been. It's nice to see you again. Hallie was cordial. Heather was a tad curt. What are you doing back here? Declan focused on me.
I took a position in Charleston.
Charleston was about 30 minutes away. I held my breath. I wasn't sure how I felt about him being so close.
How are you, Mel?
Nerves and sentimentality ran through his words. For a moment, I lost the ability to speak. All I could do was stare at my first love. I never thought I would see him again, and certainly not under these circumstances. But it was a long time ago, and it didn't matter that he was back. He was probably married now, with a kid or two. Heather squeezed my hand, telling me to speak. I'm great. That was a lie, but I'd been telling it to everyone.
I'm happy to hear that. Do you live here, or are you visiting?
Living here for now. I wasn't sure where I would permanently land once I regrouped. He tilted his head.
That's great.
His cheeks tinged pink. A familiar voice called his name from across the cafe. We all turned and faced Rich Dixon, best father around. Why did he call Declan's name and not mine? It was almost as if he was there to...
Declan!
Daddy patted him on the back.
Thanks for meeting me on a Saturday, and here instead of the office.
Daddy's construction company was located in Charleston as well. Daddy? I was more than confused why they were meeting, and why Daddy didn't tell me.
Darlin'.
He smiled at me. His hazel eyes were just like mine, but his were full of mischief. It made him look much younger than his silver hair said he was.
Declan's the new district manager for Redline, and he's trying to convince me why Redline is a better fit.
The excitement in his voice spoke of how much he loved talking business with anyone. I knew enough about Daddy's business to know that Redline was a heavy equipment vendor, and that Dixon Construction would be a huge account for them. That also meant that Declan did well for himself. District manager was an enviable position in that industry. Declan gave me a smile before facing Daddy.
I won't have to do any convincing. The numbers and our customer satisfaction will speak for themselves.
Oh, he was a good salesman. I could tell.
Well, let's get to talking.
Daddy tipped his head.
Ladies, have a good lunch.
For me, he had a wink. Declan gave me one more smile.
It was good to see you, Mel.
All I did was stare at him, still in shock.
Hallie and Heather, nice to see you as well.
My best friends and I nodded in sync as we watched him walk away to meet with Daddy. I finally let out a huge breath. Our Saturday afternoon lunch had taken a very interesting turn. Our heads came together so we could talk in hushed tones. Let's just say, he's fine. Like, super fine. Heather was the first to speak. But let's not forget Mel cried her entire freshman year over him. It wasn't all year long, but there were lots of sob-filled phone calls to my best friends those first few months after we broke up. Or more like disintegrated. We can't hold what he did when he was 18 against him now. Hallie always tried to see the good in everyone. It doesn't matter. It was a long time ago, and I'm sure he's married by now. Or, at the very least, has a girlfriend. And, well, I looked down at my abdomen. I'm taken. My little one kicked, always reminding me where my priorities were. I didn't see a ring. Heather was always looking for those. Regardless, we're ancient history. Hallie took a peek at him. It looks like your dad is telling him something about you, because they're both looking our way. Of course he was. Better for him to find out from my dad than Miss Maisie. Maisie Sutton was the biggest busybody in Amber Bay. She's been telling as many people as she can that Grayson left me because the baby wasn't his.
You mean the sperm donor?
Heather had the deepest look of loathing going on. That's what we had relegated my ex-husband to. He barely deserved that title. Miss Maisie has nothing better to do with her time, and no one listens to her. Hallie tried to be of some comfort. It still doesn't stop people from staring at me and talking about me whenever I'm around. It's like I'm the first person ever to get divorced or have a baby. Hallie reached across the table and took my hand. Everyone's just concerned. We all love you. Hallie, you are so naive sometimes. Heather rolled her eyes. So, everyone doesn't love me? I smiled. We all laughed. That felt good. I missed laughter. When the laughter faded, Heather pulled our heads together again.
Don't you think it's awfully coincidental that you and Declan both moved back here at the same time? Maybe the world is trying to give you a message.
My best friends looked at me to respond. I shrugged. I'm pretty sure that message is to stay away from men. I rubbed my little one. Even Declan left me. I thought back to the summer before our junior year when his family moved in. From the moment I saw him, I was smitten. We clicked right away. I even broke up with my boyfriend Colton Heston. His mama owned this very cafe, and now he owned the beachside cottage resort. Colton wasn't broken up about it. He was already off at school, and he'd made sure to mention he hadn't planned on staying true to me while we were apart. Too bad my ex-husband didn't give me that disclaimer before we got married. Anyway, Declan and I were like peanut butter and chocolate, made for each other. Each tasted better with the other. But we were so young. I didn't want either of us to feel obligated once we headed for a higher education. But I thought if we were truly meant to be, it would work out. We would make it back to each other. He obviously didn't agree. It's weird he came back here. His parents haven't lived here for ages, Hallie commented. The job market's good in Charleston, I reasoned. And if he's the district manager, it probably means this was a promotion for him, and the only location available at the time. Maybe. Hallie sat back and took a sip of her sweet tea. I missed that stuff, but my doctor recommended no caffeine while I was pregnant. I shrugged my shoulders. All I know is it has nothing to do with me. Let's change the subject. They both knew to drop it, but they glanced over at the table where Declan sat. I couldn't help but look, too. He gave me a smile. I turned from him. The last thing I needed was a charming smile from another man who'd left me. You can both make it Monday to my ultrasound, right? My mama had a huge phobia of anything medical related, so the best friends a girl could ask for were stepping in. I was having it done a month later than I normally should have, but my life had been a chaotic mess until I moved home last month. But I was getting back on track. They both lit up. Yes, we cleared our schedule. Hallie grinned. You ladies are the best. We know. Heather checked her reflection in her phone. She was as gorgeous as ever. You said your doctor was handsome, right? A little too handsome for my taste, at least when it came to doctors. He came highly recommended, and I was lucky to get into him. But I felt like I was in an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Dr. Winters, a.k.a. Dr. Dreamy, was a far cry from my sweet old Dr. Ryland, who had been my doctor in Philadelphia before my life crashed down around me. I preferred a grandpa knowing me more intimately than anyone really needed to over a model. But I guess I already suffered the ultimate humiliation when my husband showed up to our divorce proceedings with his mistress. So I could survive the beautiful doctor getting up close and personal. He's more than handsome. What should I wear? Heather asked. Hallie and I both rolled our eyes and turned back to our food. Although my appetite was kind of shot now, I couldn't help but glance over at Declan several times. I always wondered what became of him. Did he get his MBA like he'd planned? Did he run a marathon? We both ran cross-country in high school, and a marathon was a goal of his. He was certainly still in shape. Like I said, it didn't matter. All that mattered now was the little one who called my insides home. 2.
Hallie strung her arm through mine. Declan couldn't keep his eyes off you.
The three of us were headed toward the spring festival held at Waterfront Park every year. I hadn't been in forever, but it was the perfect day for it. Sunny, warm, hardly a cloud in the sky. Children's laughter rang through the air. I couldn't believe one day one of those little voices would belong to me.
It means nothing. I'm sure he was just surprised, like everyone else, that I'm living back with my parents, divorced and pregnant. No one was more surprised than me. I had done my best not to look at him when we left, even though I wanted to. During college, I thought of him so many times. I had fantasies of him coming to find me to tell me how sorry he was, so we could pick up where we left off. But he never came. So I headed north to Philadelphia when a large financial planning firm recruited me straight out of college. It was there I met the biggest mistake of my life, at a financial institution conference. I rubbed my abdomen. At least I got the best parting gift ever.
Or maybe, like every other single man in this town, he's still in love with you, Heather commented.
We don't know he's single, and no one is in love with me.
Please, all you have to do is say the word, and you would have 10 guys lined up to date you. Heather wouldn't let it drop.
I'm pregnant. Hallie scooted in closer to me. And gorgeous inside and out. You girls really are the best, but it's apparent I have horrible taste in men, so it's best not to think about any of them.
Did you look at him, though? Heather fanned herself with her hand. If it didn't go against the girlfriend code, I would make a play for him.
Be my guest. Heather took my other arm. You don't mean that. I know you, and despite what you're saying, we all know how in love with him you were. And I saw in your eyes that you still have a little spark for him, whether or not you admit it. You caught my eye when the baby was moving. The baby was my truest love of all time.
You're such a liar, but I understand. Heather laughed.
I looked out at all the brightly colored booths. The last time I had been to the festival, I felt like I had my whole life ahead of me, and I thought Declan would be a part of it. Those were unrealistic teenage machinations.
Where do you want to head first? Hallie asked.
Ooh, let's hit Faye's jewelry booth. She promised she would make me some of those lace chokers.
Heather and her jewelry.
We headed in that direction amongst the crowd while I reveled in the warmth and sea air. All things I missed living in Philadelphia. While Hallie and Heather brought out Faye's jewelry booth, I headed to Jimmy's booth. He believed the 1960s were the best years of his life, and so he dressed accordingly and only listened to music from that era, which meant he was a pro at finding what I considered retro albums from artists like the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel. But don't get him going on the latter group. It still tore him up that they refused to make up and tour again. To him, their voices were national treasures. And sure enough, I could hear the Sound of Silence as I approached. I had missed home and all the people who made my childhood so magical. It was no wonder this was where I ran to. There sat Jimmy with his long braided gray hair, wearing a psychedelic tie-dyed t-shirt. Colored beads covered his booth, and he had boxes full of old records that anyone could peruse. Hi, Jimmy. I never knew his last name. I'm not sure anyone did.
Miss Melanie, I heard you were back in town. Looks like you packed some extra luggage.
He pointed to my belly.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Got anything good? I peeked into one of his cardboard boxes that had seen better days.
I have just the thing for you.
He rummaged through the box closest to him. He soon pulled out a tattered cover and handed it to me.
The Mamas and Papas. There are some great songs on that album that would make the perfect lullabies. Or you can't go wrong with Simon and Garfunkel.
He looked up to the sky as if he was paying homage to the duo. I looked over the worn cover. I had bought a retro-looking record player, more for decoration than anything, but it might be nice to have something to play on it. I'll take it. And if you have anything by Simon and Garfunkel, I'll take that, too. It looked like he was going to tear up.
You are a gem, Miss Melanie.
I missed this place. With my new treasures, I headed back to find my best friends. I was feeling more alive than I had in months. I needed this place and these people, even if I was the hot topic of Amber Bay gossip. And I had a feeling there was only going to be more of it. Declan was walking my way. For a second, I felt 17 again. His smile and eyes always did me in, and when he looked at me, I always knew those eyes were only for me. I had convinced myself his smile was different for me than for anyone else. He was wearing it now, but that was silly. We were silly. I bit my lip. Declan, what are you doing here? I looked around, praying no one was paying attention. His family moved away a few months after he graduated from high school. I hoped that meant most people wouldn't recognize him or his connection to me. He glanced down at my baby bump. Yes, I'm pregnant. His eyes headed north.
I didn't mean to stare. Congratulations.
Thank you. I walked past him. He followed.
Do you think we could talk?
About what? He laughed.
You sound like a tough sell, just like your dad.
You didn't answer the question. He studied me carefully. I could see the salesman gears turning through those gorgeous eyes of his.
I thought maybe we could catch up.
I wasn't buying it. Declan, considering the last time we were together and all the time that has passed since, I don't know what we have to catch up on.
I know. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Why? It was a long time ago.
Maybe I was wrong. You're tougher than your dad.
I stopped and looked up at him. Even though I was 5'8", he was several inches taller than me. No, I just can't look back anymore. I wish you the best.
Please, Mel.
His charm almost had me, but I had fallen victim to the allure of a handsome man one too many times. Bye, Declan. I was soaking up the sun by our pool while waiting for my parents to get home. Mama and her friends had been running a booth selling crafts to benefit the local animal shelter. She was always busy doing good. It's one of the things I loved about her. And Daddy was playing a round of golf after his meeting with Declan. I still couldn't believe he hadn't told me who he was meeting with. Maybe he figured so much time had passed, it didn't matter. But you would have at least thought he would mention it as a point of interest. I tried not to think about Declan as I scrolled through a real estate site on my tablet. I needed to find my own place, even though Mama was begging me to stay. I think Daddy and she were looking forward to being grandparents just as much as I was looking forward to being a mom. It was still hard to believe. I was happy to finally be surrounded by people who were excited about the impending arrival. I looked out toward the ocean and watched the waves roll in. I thought back to the night I told Grayson I was pregnant. I was so excited, even though I knew he wanted to hold off until we had been married 5 years, and we were shy by a couple. In an instant, I knew that not only was he not happy about it, he was angry. He blamed me for not being careful. He immediately laughed, said he needed to think. It didn't take him long to decide we were done. It was then I found out about the affair he was having with the teller at the bank he was president of. She worked in one of the branches. I'm not sure how they met, but he refused to admit paternity so he could be with her. And suddenly, I found myself very alone. His mom, Tamara, whom I had been close to, pulled away and believed her son's lies that it was me who had been unfaithful. Our married friends seemed to vanish. And he left me with a choice. Force the paternity issue, or let him buy me off. At first, I was determined to make him admit he was the father, because he absolutely was. But
then I realized, after all his ugly actions, he was the last man I ever wanted to be the father of my child. With my support group gone, and the major humiliation he had put me through, I packed up and left after the divorce was final. I basically took his bribe and a whole lot of his money. I wasn't sure what kind of person that made me, but it gave me time to think about what my next steps were. And it set my baby and me up for a long time. One thing I knew for sure was that my plans would never involve my ex-husband. I beat myself up frequently about how blind I had been. There were probably 100 warning signs along the way, and I missed them or chose not to pay attention because I loved him. He had this charisma to him. He was a rock star in the financial world. Not only was he the president of one of the largest banks in Pennsylvania, but he was constantly asked to speak at conferences. He was innovative and knew how to motivate people. And when he set his sights on me, I was flattered and taken in by him. He was a lot older than me, 11 years to be exact, which also excited me. But after we got married, he worked more than he was ever home. I was low on his priority list. In the end, I was only there to give him the image he wanted. I was educated and came from a good family. I was just part of his resume. When he found out I was pregnant, he didn't have time to add fatherhood to the list. He barely had time to be a husband and a philanderer. He was one more man to forget about. I was seriously considering telling this baby of mine that I had been artificially inseminated. How could I ever explain to my child that their dad didn't want him or her? I wasn't looking forward to the questions I knew would come. For just a second, I wondered what would have happened if I had taken Declan's ring and waited for him. But I couldn't go down that road. I couldn't look back, like I told Declan. My life was already trailed with too many regrets. No sense in adding one more. And who's to say that it would have worked out anyway? 3. I can't believe you invited him to lunch! I peeled the carrot I held over the kitchen sink with a vengeance. Daddy laughed and Mama kept stirring the lemon sauce for her blueberry bundt cake. Daddy kissed my cheek.
Don't get yourself worked up. I don't need you upsetting my grandson.
We don't know it's a boy. I was certain it was a girl because a girl would look like me and not the sperm donor.
I'd bet money. We need someone to carry on the Dixon name.
You're trying to change the subject. Honey, he was our neighbor. Mama was always the first to back up her husband. So? That was a long time ago. She turned from the stove and smiled at me.
So were some other things.
She was beautiful and right, but still. She brushed back her red hair like she was still flirting with Daddy. He took the cue and kissed her. Why couldn't I have a love like that? I went back to peeling the carrots for the salad. Maybe I should go into town. I could go look at the red bungalow near the pier. I knew I probably shouldn't. It was a lot more than I wanted to pay, but the pictures online looked divine. It had shiplap walls just like I adored, and this rustic but modern feel to it. I was already half in love with it. And it was off the beach, but on the other side of the bay.
Nonsense! That would be rude! Mama chastened me.
Do you know what's rude? Telling someone you love them in one breath, and then walking away from them in the next.
I don't think he would mind.
You were such good friends. I think it would mean a lot if you stayed. She laid on the guilt. I wanted to say were was the operative word, as in past tense. Last time I saw him, before yesterday, he left me standing on the beach crying. But Mama was right. That was a long time ago, even if sometimes it didn't feel like that. Maybe it was the sting of first love, or perhaps the loss of a friend I always thought would be there. Either way, I could still feel the pain of it. I didn't dwell on it. I obviously moved on and chose another man who would leave me. Declan probably thought it was me that left him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?